The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot. Lamed Bet, today's daf is being studied by Alun Nishmat Avram Ben Esther, Wachashim Tinehem Ben Gan Eden, Amen. Berfuah Shilma Miki Ben Jamie, and Ben Ado, Fata Nefesh, Fata Guf, Fata Korban Abu Bechini, Lassumon Aman Amen, Wal Atzlachat, Binyamin Mordechai, Ben Esther. We begin Yenu Perek. We are starting Perek Shilishi. We are starting from the Mishnah Kol Hapesulin Sheshachatu Shechitatam Kesherah. Okay, Shechita is kasher, Keshera by a pasul. Shechita kasherah, Shechita of the animal of the korban is kasherah bezarim. Zarim is non-kohanim. Ubenashim, ladies. Uba'abadim, Evit Kenani. Ubetemeim, even a tameh can slaughter an animal. Va'afilu bekodshe kodashim, even on holy of holies, which means even on, let's say, korban hatat. Ubelvad shlo yu temeim nogein bebasar, but they can't touch the meat. So that's a trick. How can a tameh slaughter the animal without touching the meat? Isn't he touching the knife? Once he touches the knife becomes tameh, and the knife makes the meat tameh. So you want to tell me hadush in the Mishnah? Ladies can make shechita, it's hadush. Non-kohanim can make shechita, hadush. Eved Kenani can make shechita, okay, it's hadush. Tameh can make shechita, but how can he make shechita? So that she says, ubetemeim betameh sheretz ka'amar. You have to say that he got tameh from a sheretz. She'eno metameh keli, delav av tumahu. Which is, if he gave tameh from a sheretz, so therefore he's not an avat tumah, and therefore he was not going to be metameh the knife. Metameh sheretz kosh she'eno metameh keli delav av tumahu.
Oh, wait, the knife?
Yeah, I'm right about two things. I'm worried about shouldn't touch the meat, and shouldn't touch the knife either. So there's two issues of it. The Mishnah doesn't talk about the knife. The Mishnah just says make sure he doesn't touch the basar.
Right.
If he's tameh, that she's bothered by another situation. Forget about that. He's touching the knife. If he's touching the knife, the chaurah, the knife is touching the animal. It's going to transmit the tumah. So therefore, that she has to say that it's a type of tumah. It's tumat sheretz, which does not have the ability to metameh the knife. It's not. Sheretz is an avat tumah, but it makes the guy rishon the tumah. Rishon is metameh adam vekelim. So what are you saying? He explains it like this. He explains it like this to answer your question. What does it mean? He's metameh from a sheretz. So he says like this: Shachet eno metameh tzakin sheim lo ken yitumah basar v'minim hatzakin. The Sura Torah. Inala to metameh the animal. The gam yasul is roket adam. You're able to sprinkle the blood if it becomes tameh. So he says. So the Mishnah cannot say shachetatan kesherah. If you're not allowed to metameh the animal, so he says the case is talking about mishraychu rishon the tumah. She'eno metameh keli, she'netma memagav besheretz. Okay, he's a rishon, because he touched the sheretz, which is an avatumah, and therefore what? He's not going to be metameh the keli. She'netma memagav sheretz, or b'chad mishar avot atumah, she'eno metameh keli. Okay, it's not metameh keli. V'im b'shohen shu avatumah, let's say he became tameh met, so he's an avatumah, so he's going to be metameh the keli. So how are you going to explain that? So he says, "Sheyesh bekol etameh kelim, tzarich lemishuchet besakin she'eno mekabel tumah." He's using a type of sakin that's not mekabel tumah. He made it out of a long hollow reed, so it's not a keli. It's sharp, but it's not considered a keli, so it could have become tameh. So either he's using a type of knife, I guess it doesn't have to be metal. Right. He's using a hollow reed, which is not a keli, or he's a rishon, that's not going to be mitameh. But I just continue. Once you tell me that all these tameim can make shechita, and a zar can make shechita, and a lady can make shechita, and a evit k'tani can make shechita, the pichach, them poslim b'machshava. Therefore, the machshava can be posel the korban. Look at Rashi on the bottom. The pichach can poslim et the korban b'machshava im shechatu b'machshava or ilvinu avodazu machshava machshava. Since they're ra'ui to make the shechita, so therefore the machshava can be posel. Anybody that's able to do the service, if they have a bad thought during the service, chutzlas mano, chutzlas kamo, that's going to be what do you call? It's going to be mitameh. It's going to be posel. Mechulat shkibenu edama et adam chutzlas mano vechutzlas kamo. All these pesulim. Let's say they received the blood. They made the kabbalat adam niklisharet. Let's say they received the blood. Now they're not supposed to receive the blood. Shaita is permissible bizarre and all that, but now that's it. After that, they cannot do that. They did it. They received the blood with kabana in order to eat it past its time with a bad machshava. If there's more blood that they're able to collect from the nefesh, from the neck of the animal, the kasher mikabel. The kasher has to go make kabbalah, which is not going to be posel the korban, because since the kabbalah is not kasher by these people, so the machshava is not posel the korban, so they have a chance to continue doing it. Let them go receive more blood from dam and nefesh. It's coming out of the neck of the animal, and it'll be kasher. So again, the rule is being, since they're not kasher to make kabbalah to them, their machshava cannot be posel, so therefore they have a chance to fix it. Go receive more blood. Now the Mishnah continues. Kibbel a kasher. Okay, the kasher received the blood. The kohen, let's say, received the blood. Venatan le pasul, and he handed it over to a pasul. The pasul was standing over there, and the kohen handed it over to the pasul. Yazir le kasher. So now he's got to return it to a kasher. Why? Because you need to make holacha. Holacha has got to be done by a kohen. So therefore, the case of the Mishnah talking about like this, the Kohen was holding, received the blood. Now he handed it off to a Israel. So now the question is like this. When it says give it to a kasher, is he giving it to kasher behind him, or is he giving it to kasher in front of him? We had this machloket, if you remember, in the first perek. Which means, when he handed over the item to the Israel, is that considered holacha, stationary? Without moving? So if you say that stationary holakha is considered holakha, so then the Israel that's standing here can hand it over to a kohen in front of him, because the holakha was made already by a kohen. But if you say that stationary holakha is not considered holakha, so when it says yahzir lekasher, it means give it back to a kohen backwards and let him start to walk. Understand the machloket over here? What's the problem? It's a machloket or not? The kohen is standing over here, the Israel is standing over here. It's the mizbeah. Okay? So what happens? The Kohen receives the blood. So it says, he hands it over to a Israel. This is no good over here. He cannot make holaka. So what does it say? Yazil kasher. Which kasher? There's a Kohen standing over. This is the Kohen. There's two Kohen. Which Kohen does he hand it to? So some say, let him hand it forward. To the Kohen over here. But this, why? Because this Kohen made a legitimate holaka already. Because by handing it off to the Kohen, that's considered holaka. Stationary holaka is considered holaka. Therefore, he's able to hand it over to the... the Kohen will come here, without next to him, hand it over here, and continue walking. Now, Shaykh, if you say a stationary holaka is not considered a holaka, that it's not considered legitimate, so therefore, he didn't do holaka over here. So therefore, you got to give it back to the Kohen. Got to give it back to the Kohen over here, and then he walks it to the... you need holacha. It's got to be done in holacha. So holacha was not done over here. So then we give it back to him, and he walks it over to the Mizbeah. I'm just saying, when it says Yahzir the Kohen, depending on that mahlok, which Kohen is he handing it off to? The one behind him, or the one in front of him? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Yahzir the Kasher. Delom mifsal behachi. Good. Which means, and it's not posel, even though there was Yisrael in the middle of this subject, it's not posel the holacha. Ti it the holacha shelo beregel shem holacha. Okay, because we say that holacha. Uperik rishon shani nala leman deitle holacha shelo beregel shem holacha moked deitle or moked deitle. Each opinion whether you hold holacha shelo beregel is considered holacha or not considered holacha. Then it depends which kohen you're going to give it to. Next case, kibel bimino. Okay, the kohen received the blood in his right hand. Okay, right hand is good. And then what did he do? Venatan lismolo. Then he gave it to his left hand. Left hand is no good. Yahzir limino. So the Hantush is give back to his right hand. once you did it right, the left hand is not going to be posel, as long as you return it back to the right hand. Kibel b'chli kodesh v'natan l'chli hon yechzir l'chli kodesh. He received the kili kodesh, then he poured the blood into the kili hon. No problem, he emptied it back at the kili kodesh. So the lesson over here is, once you did it right, even though something happened in between that's not good, you could always return it. Next case. We learned this case already. Nishpach min hakili ala ritzpa va'asafo kashir. He received the blood in the kili shedir. Then what happened? The blood fell on the floor. What's the deen? Pick it up. But if it fell on the floor, like a tahila, you cannot pick it up. First, it has to go in the keli. Once it goes in the keli, then it fell on the floor. That's okay. Okay. Netano al gab. Now, we learned this already, this part. The Mishnah says, Netano al gabea kibish. Let's say he took the blood. The blood he's supposed to sprinkle on the mizbeah. Instead, he poured the blood on the kibish, on the ramp. Shelo kenega da yisod. Or he put it on the mizbeah, on the side of the mizbeah that does not have a base. The base of the mizbeah went around three sides of the mizbeah. One side did not have a base. So if you throw it against that side of the mizbeah, it's going to fall on the floor. It's not going to land in the yisod. So he said, "Look at the yisod. Or the stuff that's supposed to go on the bottom of the line, he put above the line. But above the line, he put on the bottom of the line. Or he put it on the wrong mizbeah. The stuff that goes on the inside mizbeah, put on the outer mizbeah. The outer mizbeah, put on the inner mizbeah. In years, damn it, nefesh, I'm going to come in. There's more blood." Let them go do it again. If you let them go get more blood from the animal, it's not going to be posel the animal. It's not going to be posel. They put the blood in the wrong spot. Let them go get some more blood and let them do it the right way. That is the deen of the Mishnah. Okay, so the Gemara is going to discuss exactly this case. We're for the Gemara to discuss it. Now let's go to the Gemara. Gemara begins shehato. So you told me in the Mishnah, if a zar was shuchet the animal, shechitato kishira. A non-Kohen is able to make shechita. So shechato. Shechato sounds like b'di'avad. If he did it. So Gemara says shechato. Di'avad in. Like a tahila. La. Urminu. Veshachat. Shechita bezar kishira. Shechita kishira bezarim. Ubanashim. Ubabadim. Ubetabim. That feel like kodshay kodashim. Which means, Gemara, why you tell me shechat? Shechat sounds like b'di'avad. It's not b'di'avad. The pasuk in the Torah says veshachat. He's able to do it. Which means the Mishnah should say, Shuchati bizar. Why Veshachat? It's not Veshachat. It's able to do the Chetaila. The Mishnah is Mashma only. But the Avad. And the Gemara says, how do I know that a Zar is Kashir? Because it says the Pasuk Veshachat. So what do I learn from there? Shuchita bizar Kashira, Shashita Kashira, Bizim, Nashim, Avadim, Mutim, Vafil, Kushik, Kodashim. Or Eno, Ela, Bekohanim. Who told you? When it says Veshachat, who told you it means Zarim? Maybe when the Torah says Veshachat, it means Dafka, Kohanim. Amar v'chi me'ayin bat. Where are you coming from? Mechlal shene'emar, it says, ve'ata ubanecha itecha tishmeru et kehunatchem lechol devar ha'mizbeach. It says that the Kohanim, they're in charge of all the things that are connected to the mizbeach. Yachon ap shechita. Even shechita, because it's something that's connected to the mizbeach. Tamud lomar v'shachat et ben ha'bakar lefnei Hashem ve'ekribu. It says, and they will slaughter the animal, Berabakar, Lefne Hashem, Vekribu. Vekribu is Kabbalat Adam. Mekabbalah Va'ilach Mitzvah Kehuna. When does the Mitzvah Kehuna begin? From the Kabbalah and on. Which means, when does it say that they have to watch the Kehuna to make sure that the Kehuna does things to Mizbayar? The Kehuna is Doresh only from the receiving of the blood and on. Limed ala Shaitat Shkechna Bechol Adam. And therefore we learn that what? That it's Kishana Bechol Adam. Look at Rashi. V'chi me'ayin bat no much shnika kehuna. Who told you that you would think that the Shechita needs a kehuna? V'al olo ne'emar ba'kohen. All it says, v'kribu ha'kohanim. V'kribu ha'kohanim. What's v'kribu? V'kribu is Kabbalat Adam. When does the Kohanim start? From Kabbalat Adam. Mashmah, the ending before Kabbalat Adam can be done by a Zar. So then we're back to the question, why did the Mishnah say Im Shahat? As the Mishnah say? Kol HaPasulim Shahatu. What is Shahatu? It say Kol HaPasulim Shahatim. What is Shahatu? So the Mishnah says, you're right. Who adin da afidu l'chitahila. Really, a Zar can slaughter an animal l'chitahila. Umishum dekaba elim etat teme'im. But since in the group that we listed, part of it is teme'im, l'chitahila, no. Now, Tebe'im l'chitzela should not make shechita d'gezera shemi yik'u b'basar. Because we're worried that they might come to touch the meat. Tana shechatu. That's what we said shechatu. Which is really zar is l'chitzela kashir. But since on the list of items that we listed is a tameh, and tameh is not like a ta'ilah. Tameh is only bidi'abad, because we don't want him to touch the meat. So therefore, we put bidi'abad for the tameim. But really, the other ones are the mutalik and ta'ilah. Di'abad, shapir tameh. What are you talking about? You're telling me that a tameh is okay? Is that so? You tell me a tameh that's slaughtered, bidi'abad, it's okay. Is that so? What do you mean? We have a contradiction. Vesamach veshahat. It says next to each other. Vesamach, he makes a micha on the animal. Right before you kill it, he makes a micha on the animal, and then you make shahita. Vesamach veshahat. Mas micha beteorim, av shahita beteorim. Clearly, we have a braita. That what? That says this like simicha has to be done b'chesherim, beteorim. Put the animal, because it's a vesamach lefnei Hashem. It's got to be done at the Hashem. People that are able to stand inside the Fnei Hashem. So it's just like Simicha, it's got to be done with Kesherim, with Teorim. So too, Shepaita's got to be done with Teorim. That's it. Simicha with Teorim, I was going to explain later on. So when I says, Midderabbanan, which means, that Braita that says, just like Simicha has to be done with Teorim, and so too, this has to be done with Simicha, is Midderabbanan, which means, Midderoraita, really, Temeim are Kesherim. And that what it says that they have to be teorim. It's only midrabbanan gezera, but bidyavad it'll be okay. Don't think that this. Usually when you see masimicha after this, you think it's like a doraita. It's like a hekesh. It's not a doraita hekesh. It's a rabbinical item that the rabbi said we'll make a gezera. Just like simicha has to be done b'teora midrabbanan. We want you to make the shaita b'keshirim b'teorim. But if you didn't do it, bidyavad it'll be okay. That's the thing. So somebody asked you, if a tameh slaughtered the animal, what's the deen? You ask, did he touch the meat? He didn't touch the meat. Oh, but he touched the knife. Oh, he was a type of tameh that the knife, it's not going to make the knife tameh. Okay, but it was a type of knife that doesn't become tameh. Beautiful. As long as the knife remained tahor and didn't touch the meat, b'di abad, you can put this thing on the mizbeah. If he comes to ask you, like, I'm tameh. I heard that Mishnah says, tameh can make shahita. Hey, but if a zar comes to you, a Yisrael, comes to you. I want to make shahita on the animal. Can I do it? Yes. Are you tahor? Yes. No problem. A lady comes. She wants to make shahita on the animal. No, make shahita. You know, obviously they slaughter outside where he's allowed to be. It's a type of tum'ah that will allow him to stand where he has to make the shahita. You're going to see that now. It says by simicha, lefnei Hashem. Lefnei Hashem is inside the inside the Azara. Shechita Nameh, Ketiv Lefnei Hashem. It says Shechita also Lefnei Hashem. Which is, what are you telling me? This is Rabbanan. It's Deoraita Lechaora. You tell me, Simicha has to be done with Teora. How do I know Simicha has to be done with Tara? It says, and you'll make Simicha the animal Lefnei Hashem in front of God. That means inside the Azara. Okay, but it says also, Vashahat Lefnei Hashem. To your question, how can a Tameh go Lefnei Hashem? He's Tameh. The Rabbanan says, Efshad David Sakin Aruka Vashahit. He makes a long knife. He stands outside, makes a long knife, and he goes, is the azara, piss the table, yeah? He's standing outside with a long knife, and he makes the shaita, so he's not in. Only the knife is in. Okay, brother, what are you doing? Semicha nameh. Efshad nameh ayil yedeh v'samich. Okay, so that's the same case. I can say semicha also. Let the guy be tameh, standing outside, and he just took his hands in. So Gemara said, let him just stick his hands in, not his whole body. Oh, kasabar bi abi beksat shem avi'ah. No, we're going to say that even a partial entrance is considered an entrance. So just sticking your hands in is a problem. I could argue and say, no. Maybe when the Torah says, Tameh, can I go into the Azara, means his whole body. No. Even putting your hands in. So simicha, I have no option. I can make simicha from Tameh. But I can make shaita from Tameh. I can stand out, so I take a long knife, and my hand doesn't even go in over the border. Gemara says, Rav Chazda matni ifcha. Rav Chazda had this last conversation, but he had it reversed. How? It says v'samach v'shachat. It says v'samach v'shachat. Ma shechita b'tehorin af simicha b'tehorin. Reverse. Until now we were learning shechita from simicha. Now we're learning simicha from shechita. Just like shechita has to be done b'tehorin, so too simicha has to be done b'tehorin. Why does simicha have to be done with teorim? Because it says lefnei Hashem, simicha nameketiv lefnei Hashem. Exactly. And also says simicha lefnei Hashem. And therefore, which means, you're telling me what? Vesamak v'shad, ma shechita b'teorim, av simicha b'teorim. Good. So Gemara says, "My shena shechita." That is pashut that has to be done b'teorim because it says lifnei Hashem. It says simicha nameketiv lifnei Hashem, and therefore, what do you have to come and tell me? I learned from shechita. Learn from the words lifnei Hashem. Just like shechita, how do you know shechita has to be done lifnei Hashem? It says shahat lifnei Hashem. It says v'samach lifnei Hashem also. What do you have to tell me? Mas shechita av simicha. It says b'fenus lifnei Hashem. But I have to learn one from the other one. Just learn from itself. From the same place that you learned shechita from, learn simicha from. And that says, "Efshad ma'ayil yadeh v'samich." No, because I would have thought that he could stick his hands in. It says lifnei Hashem. Good. So I would have said, "Why just stick your hands in and make the shechita?" Lifnei Hashem doesn't bother me. The guy can remain tameh, stand over here outside the azara, and stick his hands in and still make the item. So therefore, that's what has to come and tell me. That you can't do that. So Gemara says, "Shechita nameh efshad avi sakin arukah v'shechit." If that's the case, that you're telling me that because it says lifnei Hashem, I could also do by the shechita. I could stand outside and take a long knife and make the meshechita, which is just like you're telling me that what the by the simicha it says what lifnei Hashem. Shechita, oh, lifnei Hashem teaches me that what you have to do it betara. No, it doesn't teach me how to do betara. Does not teach me how to do betara because I could stand outside as a tameh and stick my hands in. But goes, that's what you're learning. Then by shechita also, even though it says lifnei Hashem, I can do it with tameh. Stand outside and do it with a long knife. Who told you that lifnei Hashem means a tahor? Adonai, you're telling me, Otpam, how do I know shechita has to be betahara lifnei Hashem? So it says, just like shechita has to be done betahara, so to simicha. Wait, hey, where do you know shechita from lifnei Hashem? So it says simicha also lifnei Hashem. No, lifnei Hashem doesn't mean tahara. I can be tameh, stick my hands in. So he goes, oh yeah, then you can do the same thing by shechita also. It can be tameh, guys, standing outside and doing it with a long knife. So Gemara says, Hamani, who's the author of this braita? Shimon Timnihi. What does Shimon Timnihi say? They tell him, Shechatat ben Abakar lifnei Hashem. It says, Shechatat ben Abakar, that the animal has to be lifnei Hashem, velo ha-shochet lifnei Hashem. That's one shita. One shita says that the shochet does not have to be lifnei Hashem. It says, Shechatat ben Abakar lifnei Hashem. Which part of the, what has to be in front of Hashem? The animal. Oh, so according to that shita, in the chenemeh, as long as the animal is of Hashem, according to the first tanakama, let the guy stand outside and take a long knife and make the shahita. What's the Hashem? The animal. V'shachat ben abakar lifnei Hashem. However, Shimon HaTimni says, minayin shiyu yadav shil shochet lifnim min ha-nishchat. How do we know that the shochet has to be in the azara? It's not enough just for the animal. Tamud ha v'shachat ben abakar lifnei Hashem, shochet et ben abakar yeh lifnei Hashem. He learns, no, both have to be lifnei Hashem. So therefore, according to Shimon HaTimni, there's no option to stand outside and make the shechita with a long knife inside. You have to be inside. Because he learns that from the pasuk, everybody, the shechet and the animal. Oh, so very good. So let's go back to the braita. Shechat lifnei Hashem. What does that teach me? That the guy has to be tahor. So just like we learn by the shechita, he has to be tahor. So too by the simicha, he has to be tahor. How come you can't learn lifnei Hashem? Because I can learn lifnei Hashem that maybe he's standing outside and he just puts his inside. Kamash mala, no, that he has to be mamash tahor like the shechita. Good. So bottom line, we're learning over here to look at the chila. You have to be tahor to store the b'di abad. It'll be kasher like we learned in the Mishnah, but clearly l'chetachila we want the guy to be tahor. Yes, according to Shimon HaTimni, the simicha has to be done inside. It's no option to be outside. Simicha has to be done inside. Olam Rish Lakish, tameh shechnish yado lifnim lokeh. Okay, you have it. You know what? You need just a little drop introduction. Stuff that we learned already many times, but these are klalim and tumah v'tahara in order to make a hazara. Okay, Yerushalayim, that's the city. Then you have the entrance to the Beit HaMikdash, to the Harabayit. You enter it through the gates, and then you have the Beit HaMikdash, the Harabayit proper. These are three different sections. Jerusalem, the entrance to the Harabayit, and you have the Beit HaMikdash proper. These are three different places. You have to know these three different places because different types of people are allowed to enter different places depending on which type of Tum'ah they have. In the Midbar, there was three places as well. There was Mahaneh Yisrael, that's where the Jewish people lived, and inside of that you had Mahaneh Leviyah, and then you had Mahaneh Shekhinah. Okay, that's the dinim over here. Now, shlosha machanot chalukim ze mize. Metzora, let's discuss all of them. A metzora asur likenes afilu machane Yisrael. So that means a metzora, you got to send him out of Jerusalem. He's not to be in the walls of Jerusalem. That's machane Yisrael. Okay, Baal Keri, which is the key you have to remember now. Baal Keri, or if Nida Yoledet, let it give birth. Kol eles shetumah yotzim begufam asurim nikanes lemachane leviya. That means they could stay in Jerusalem, but they can't enter the gates of the Beit Hamikdash. They can't go into the gates of the Azara, let's say, of the Beit Hamikdash. Tamemet or mishnagah besheretz, which you would have thought tamemet is worse. It's not worse. Tamemet asur nikanes lemachane shechina. You can enter the Azara. Tamemet can enter the Azara. You just cannot go forward. You cannot go because I guess tumat keri is worse because it's yotzei megufo. Something that comes out of his body, a type of tuma, is worse. So then he cannot even enter the gates, the peta. Yes, baal keri doraita. Baal keri tumat doraita. Tivul yom ni tumat erev. One day.
Tivila and one day.
Correct. That's it. Tivila the day. And if Shemesh is
Taur. Just the restrictions of the Rabbanan. You can't learn, can't pray all
the time. That's all restrictions of the Rabbanan. Correct. Minat Torah, but he's Tameh. Minat Torah, can I go into the Beit HaMikdash? Even to the gates. Which is the worst. Chutz l'machaneh Moshevo, outside of Yerushalayim. Exactly, it's the worst. Okay. Okay, very good. Okay, now once you notice a little, now we can start the Gemara. Gemara says, Amar Ola, Amar Ish Lakish. Tameh shechnis yado lefnim. Every Tameh guy, he stuck his hand lefnim into the Azara. Loke shene emar bechol kodesh lo tiga. A Tameh guy cannot touch. Now let me ask you a question: when you're touching, does your whole body touch or part of your body touches? Part of your body touches. So Gemara says, Mekish bi'ad negi'ah, ma negi'ah b'miksat shem negi'ah, bi'ad b'miksat shem bi'ah. Gemara is comparing. Says bechol kodesh lo tiga ve'lo mikdash lo tavo. Lo tiga lo tavo. So it's Mekish. Bi'ah and Gi'ah. Man and Gi'ah is a Bimiksat. I'm only touching a part of my body, not touching all of them. I'm not lying on the item, I'm just touching Bimiksat. Just like touching Bimiksat is considered a Gi'ah. Bi'ah Bimiksat is also considered a Bi'ah. So if a guy sticks his hands and stomp into the Azara when he's not allowed to, it's a problem. So Gemara says, okay, this is a very interesting situation over here. Very interesting case. Mitzorah. Stop. The Mitzorah is not allowed to be in Jerusalem. Correct? He's got to do... Well, let's discuss the process. He's got to do 7 days. 7 days, he goes to the mikveh. Once he goes to the mikveh, then already some of the tumah goes off of him. And then he's tevud yom. Then he's got to wait until the night. Now he has the Yarev Shemesh. Now a little more things go off of him. The more process happens to him. So for example, at night I already can touch tumah because he went to the mikveh, but he still cannot touch Kodesh. He's still considered Mechusar Kippurim. On the 8th day, the Mitzorah goes into the Beit HaMikdash, because it's already, he can go in now, because already it's 7 days past, he went to the Mikveh, and the Shemesh, but he cannot go into the Mahane Shekhinah. He cannot go into the Azara, into beyond the Azara, but the problem is, he's got to get sprinkled on. So it says, he sticks his hands into the Kodesh, his thumb in, even though he cannot walk in, but he got no choice. He has to come to Or. So the Torah allows him to stick his thumb into the Kodesh, and the Kohen sprinkles him with the blood, and he's okay. That's a normal Mitzorah. You can tell me, how can he stick his hand in? The Torah is Matir. He can never come to Or then. So the Torah was Matir, the Mitzorah to stand outside, but don't go all the way in. That's a special case. Now we're not talking about a Mitzorah over here. We're talking about a Mitzorah Shechal Shemini Shelo Liyot Be'erev Pesach. No problem so far. His 8th day happens to be Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, so he's got to bring Korban Pesach. Okay, so the Kavodah, it should be no problem still. It's the 8th day, let him become Tahor, and then let him bring the Korban Pesach. He can do both. Oh, v'ra'ah keri bo bayom. So on the 8th day, the guy became also a Baal Keri. And what happened? V'tavam. Okay, and he went to the mikveh during the day, which is the halakha. And until the light is considered a tibul yom. Okay. Amru hachamim. So the rabbi said in such a case. Okay. Let's get what he is, by the way. Ba'akir Rishon Netuma Vasulum Natul Ikenes the Harabayit. He cannot enter the Harabayit. Lechal Shetaval Tuvul Yom, so it's a little weaker. Aval Adai Posil Truma V'Kadashim Nechaz Ma'ane Shekhina Hayav Karet. Okay. Oh. That's the key. If he goes into Harabayit now, he can enter Azara because he went to the Mikveh already. But if he goes into Harabayit, Hayav Karet. Oh, but he's going to stick his hand in. Oh, so what are we doing now? A regular mitzvah, no problem, stick your hand in. Turan says you can stick your hand in. But he's a Baal Keri now. He's a Baal Keri. Tavul Yom. Now he tells him, okay, no problem. Korban Pesach is not till tonight. So let him just go stick his hand in there, because his mitzvah anyway is allowed to do that. And, but it's Baal Keri. That's Karet when he's sticking his hand in there. So do we allow this to happen or not? So it says, Aru Hachemi, Vapish in Tavul Yom. Even though normally another Tivulium we would never let him enter Harabayit, this one is able to enter in order to put the blood on his thumbs or to fulfill the Tumah of the Mitzvah. Because what's going to happen if he doesn't fix his Mitzvah, he's not going to be able to eat the Korban Pesach that night. Not going to be able to even bring a Korban Pesach, because you can only bring a Korban Pesach if you're Tahor. So therefore, we're going to allow him to go and do this situation over there, because in order that he should become Tahor. Okay. Good. Mutav yavo aseh sheyesh bo karet. Here's the key now. Let the Korban Pesach that has karet, because if you don't bring Korban Pesach, if you mevatel the Korban Pesach, it's karet. V'yidhe aseh she'em bo karet. Which means, the Torah says that at Tavul Yom, you got to send them out of the Mahaneh. I mean, you got to send them out of the Mahaneh. Tavul Yom, Baal Kerishna should not be standing in the Beit HaMikdash. You got to send them out of Mahaneh Leviyah. That's not karet. So Gemara says, she'em bo karet, beautiful. So far, we didn't discuss sticking his thumbs in yet. We're just discussing him standing in Mahane Leviyah, standing in the Azara. There's no karet on that. It's a suit. It's a mitzvah taseh that says what? You should get out. Don't stand there. But if he stands, there's no karet. So he goes, you know what? I'll push away that aseh that doesn't have the karet. And I'll let the Baal Keri stand there. Why? In order that he should be able to fulfill a mitzvah that has a karet. So far, so good? I'm going to let the Baal Keri stand over here in the Mahane Leviyah. Even though it's Aseh, he's not allowed to stand there, but there's no karet on this. I'll let that override the Aseh that has a karet. Torah asks, what are you talking about? Before we finish, wait, you're about to ask a question on this. We didn't finish. Before we finish, just read the Yohanan. Yohanan says, Devar Torah, Afidu Aseh in Bo. Rabbi Yohanan says, by the way, no, the Baal Keri min HaTorah can even stand there. So you don't have a problem, the Klal. שנאמר, ויעמוד יושפת בקד יהודה ונושלם בבית השיר מפני החצר החדשה. So יושפת stood in the new חצר. So they were really new חצר. They didn't make a new חצר of the בית המקדש. מהי החצר החדשה? אמרו ביורד שחדשו בה דברים ואמרו תבוד יום יעלי כנס למחנה לוויה. The חצר החדשה means, because they made new laws regarding the חצר. Later on in history they made a תקנה that a Baal Keri cannot stand there. But before that, Minatora has no problem. So Rabbi Yohanan is much easier. Rabbi Yohanan, of course you can stand there. You're not being mevatelling anything. Minatora, you're allowed to stand there. So we're going to allow to stand there. Minatora, you can't stand there. It's only Sumed Rabbanan. So basically, everybody says he can stand there. The first rabbi says, because we'll let the Aseh of Kareet push away the Aseh of Baal Keri standing over there. The second rabbi says, it's not even Aseh. It's only Mid Rabbanan, Hasid HaHadasha, the Hasid that they made new Hadushim on. Okay, so the Gemara asks the question, V'i Amart, Bi'ah b'miksad shema bi'ah. But if you tell me that once you enter partially into a section, it's considered like you entered fully, heki me'ayil yedeh be'onot idi v'idi aseh sheyesh bo karetu. What are you talking about? You just told me what? If you enter partially, it's like you entered totally. Okay, there's a problem with it. The mitzvah, what does he have to do now? He's got to stick his hand in. Baal Keri, is he allowed to go into Mahane Shekhina? No. If he goes to Mahane Shekhina, it's Chayav Karet. So therefore, they both Karet. Korban Pesach is Karet, and this is Karet. Your whole logic was, Yavo Aseh de Pesach sheyesh bo Karet, v'yedhe Aseh de Tuma sheyesh bo Karet. This has Karet over here. He's a Baal Keri, Tavul Yom, he's allowed to go in. But it's only Pinyan Stamen. You tell me, Bi'ah b'miksav to Shema Bi'ah. So how can you waive it? Understand the question? That's the Gemara's question. How could you waive this Tum'ah? It has a carrot. So the Gemara says, Amar le mitunach. He tells him, from your load, meaning you brought a heavy load against me with this question, from the load that's on your shoulders, I'm going to answer you. From your own question, I'm going to answer you back. Mitunach, from your own load. Shani mitzura, hu'il ve'utar le'tzara'ato, hu'tar le'kiryo. Which means like this. Once already, ask another question. Hello, a mitzura, how can he stick his thumb in there? The mitzura, how does he stick in there? Forget about Baal Keri. Ela, why? The Torah was matir mitzura. Otherwise, how's he going to become tahor? Right? How can he come in? No, he can come in because it's the seventh day, went to the mikveh already, let's say, and all that. But even in all that, let's say he's allowed to go to the Azara now. Because it's the seventh day, it's the eighth day even. No problem. But he can't stick his thumbs in, it's still asur. But what? The Torah says, if he can't stick his thumbs in, the mikveh was going tahor. So the Gemara says, since we're going to let him to come into the Azara, in order to stick his thumbs in over there, because he's still Mechutzar Kippurim, he's Hayav Karet. He's Hayav Karet, by the way. If the Mitzvah goes into the Mechaneh Shekhinah, he's going to be Hayav Karet. But what? Gizat Ketuv. So Hutal Kiryo. So we're going to Matir also be Av Miksad if he has a Baal Keri. Which means, Ula Cholek Al Pirush Shel Rav Hoshaya Lebraita. The first rabbi wanted to say must be the reason why he's able to enter is because it's not considered a bi'ah, and if it's not considered a bi'ah, so therefore it's okay, and if you're not over on anything over there, so he says like this, that really I'm going to tell you that bi'ah b'miksat is considered a bi'ah, but what? Once already we're matiring it for mitzvah, we're going to be matiring it for tumat keri as well. Which means, really, it is a bi'ah. It is a bi'ah. But what? For mitzvah, we let the guy go in there. No? So, huil vehutar le'tzorech tzorahato, so le'tzorech kiryo also, we're going to waive it. So Gemara says, okay, so that's really the answer. So get what the Gemara wanted to do with it. Gemara wanted to say like this. Bi'ah b'miksat is considered a bi'ah. Bi'ah b'miksat is considered a bi'ah. What are you talking about? How then can we allow this mitzvah of Baal Keri to bring Korban Pesach? You're telling me what? Let the aseh of Korban Pesach, which has karet, waive the tum'ah she'im bo karet. Why is it waived to it? This has karet. If bi'ah b'miksat is a bi'ah, yes, bo karet over here because the Baal Keri cannot stick his hands into the azara. So yes, bo karet. So what are you going to answer me over here? So the Gemara says no. So therefore you must learn that what the bi'ah b'miksat no sheme bi'ah. That's why it's mutar. Rabbi says no. Bi'ah b'miksat is considered a bi'ah. Oh, so what's the heter over here? So shani mitzora, ilvutal etzarato. Since the Torah was matirim to enter the azarab b'miksat in order to stick his thumbs in there over there, because he's adam mechusar kipurim over there. That's really asur. The chavra that's asur bekaret. And what you matir this or matir that? What do you do? Already we open the gates of heter. So once we open the gates of Etir, the Baal Keri also will let him wave. It's not going to be worse. Kavara says, Amar of Yosef, Kasabar Ula. Ula says like this. Ruban Zavin, Na'asu Teme'em Metin, Hu'il Ve'utru L'tumatan, Utru L'zivatan. Okay, now we're going to Nusugya. Hu'il Ve'utar, Utar. We just went to a case of what? Mitzora. Hu'il Ve'utar, Utar. Once already we matir the mitzvah to stick his thumbs in, Baal Keri also, no problem. Everything goes with join the club. Hu'il v'hutar hutar. Once we matir, matir. So the Gemara gives another example of hu'il v'hutar hutar. What's the case? You have, let's say, the majority of Klal Yisrael are zavin. Okay? Zav. Tum'at zav. Now, tum'at zav is a type of tum'ah that you cannot bring Korban Pesach with. You gotta wait till Pesach Sheni. The only type of tum'ah that the Torah allowed you to bring it bit tum'ah is tum'at mit. The majority of Klal Yisrael are tum'at mit. We say what? Bring the Korban Pesach bit tum'ah. But if the majority of Klal Yisrael are tum'at zav, We don't say bring bezav. We say let them wait until Pesach Sheni. Let's get Surat HaKatuv. So let's see what happened over here. Ruban Zavin. And then what happened? Nasu Tamei Metim. And now they became Tamei Mes. So what do we say? Ho'il ve'hutru le'tum atan. Which means, once Rav HaSibud is Tamei Metim, so we say Hutru le'sibatan. So now already, the Tamei Metim will matir le'sibah now to bring the Korban. Even though they started off b'sibah. Once the Tumah comes on them, the Tumah will drag in the Zivah. We have Hutru, and therefore they can bring. He's giving you another example of Hutru. Good? So the Gemara says, Amar Leh Abaye, so what are you talking about? Midameh? That's no comparison, which you just brought me over there. Tumah ishterai. Zivah lo ishterai. Which means, Tumat Zivah, there's no heter for Tumat Zivah. Which is the first thing that came on him is something that's Asur. Once the Isur came on him, the Tum'at Mes, not going to reverse it. Our case was the opposite. Our case, what was on him first? Mesorah. Mesorah is able to go in. Once already they're able to go in, I'll drag in the candy that's not allowed to go in. But here it's reverse. Here we start off with Zivah. Once he's Asur, he's Asur. You can't come on. It's 1 minute, I'll reverse it. No, we didn't learn it. Ho'il ve'utar, utar starts off. It started off mutar. Then it became Asur. Since it was mutar already, this issue will become mutar. Mesorah mutar, yeah? Keri is asur. It was mutar by Mesorah. The Mesorah, the Keri is okay also. But she can hit start off with Zavut. So give us a here. Chain turn around. That's what Kamar says. Amar de, the Mahakika Marmur. Ruban Tebe Metim. Very good, David. Ruban Tebe Metim. They start off Tebe Metim. So reverse the case around where they started off Ruban Tamei Metim, so the Mutar to bring Korban Pesach. Then they became Zavin. Then all that doesn't matter. Who is Hutru? Hutru. Kibbutz says Amar Le'in. You're right. It's supposed to be that way. I'm sorry. It's still not good. Va'akate. Still lo dame mitzora heterahu. Ho'il ve'ishtere ishtere tum'ad dichuyahu leha idhai leha lo idhai. I can argue like this. By Mitzorah, the Torah says mutar. Mutarim lachem to stick his hands into the thing, into the Kodesh. Why? Because it's got to come to once I say the Torah is matiring it. Matiring it doesn't mean b'di'avad, what can we do? Matir is mutar. So I can say, what's mutar? It's not like a bedohak. It's not like, can you do? The Torah says it is permissible. So I can say, once I'm matiring it for this, I can be matiring it for Baal Keri. But tum'ah, it's not the pshat that the Torah says, oh, no problem. It's called tum'ah dechuya, which means, Rav Sibur is tameh. I say, okay, listen, bedohak, we have no choice. Okay, you know what? Not bedi'abad, but. It's not like a heter. They say tum'ah dechuya, which means the tum'ah will be pushed away bedohak, so to speak, in order to matir to bring the korban pesach. So therefore, something that's dechuya, I'm not going to say that now when something else comes on it, we'll be ishtere ishtere, we'll be utar utar, but they don't utar bedohak. Mitzorah, no utar bedohak. Mitzorah, mutar to go in. What's just mutar? Even though Baal Keri, mutar. Koiz me utar, utar. Mashikin tum'ah. It's tum'ah dechuya. Bekoshi u bedohak dachata Torah isu Torah. It's bekoshi. It's not such a smooth heter. So if I could argue and say, just because you say utar, utar by Mitzorah, you're not going to say utar, utar by Zav to tum'ah. So Gemara says, on the contrary, if Kamistavra, I say the exact reverse of Arah. Mitzorah hetera lehai ishtera ulehai lo ishterai. Tumah dechoyai. Mali haddehuyam mali shtet dechoyot. I can learn the opposite. I can learn like this. Mitzorah is a heter. You can stick his hand in. So I'll say, for this there's a heter, but for Keri there's no heter. Mashiach, what you say dechoyah? Like once already you're pushing off to Mali, already you're making an exception over here, but don't want to make two exceptions also. I can learn the opposite way. So therefore the Gemara says, okay, good. So therefore, we're done. Meaning what? I'm going to tell you Teme'eh Metim that became Teme'eh Zavin, I'll say, Ho'il v'hutal l'tumat metin, hutal l'tameh zetin, and I'll tell you, listen, tumaz dehoyar. So I pushed it. I said, well, Mandy, what's already, you're pushing it away and you're making already an exception? Okay, so make another. I can learn it like that. But what do you see from everybody over here? Mechlal tetarvayu svira lehu tumaz dehoyar besibur. Everybody's understanding that the mechanics, the way tumah works besibur is dehoyar. There's two ways to learn it. I can either say tumah utra besibur, meaning when the sibur is tamer, Torah says no problem, do it, mutar. Or I say not tumah mutra, tumah dehuya, meaning as I told you, mekoshi uvedohak, the Torah was matirin. From this Gemara, it's much for everybody who holds tumah dehuya, because the whole back and forth was, hey, what are you telling me? Mitzura is hutra, this is dehuya. So I can say this is matir, but this is dahuy. Maybe for this is dahuy, if it's not dahuy. Another rabbi says no, adraba. What's when he pushes you away, pushes away for everything, but everybody holds tumah dehuya. That's for sure. You see, parentheses. Incidentally, what you see from this last little paragraph is that all the rabbis hold in this conversation that tumah legabe korban pesa is dehoya and not utra. Some point. And there's nafkaminot, by the way. There is nafkaminot. If you hold tuma is utra or tuma is dehoya, there'll be nafkaminot halakha. But you think from this sugya, there you see that the hold tuma is indeed dehoya. And
not in the previous phase for the mitzvah, right?
Yeah, you want to see one nafkamina? Just see one nafkamina. Between utra and tuma. It means nice nafkamina. If you say tuma dehoya besibur, let's say the mishmar of the week that's supposed to bring the Korban Pesah, that whole mishmar, let's say, became teme'im as well. But yes, Birushlam kohanim tehorim. You have other kohanim from another mishmara that are tehorim. Yakribu a tehorim. Because since you say the isur was nidhe, okay, I'm tahor, guys. Why should I let it? So switch these kohanim, even though they're weak. So I'm gonna add it. Bring the substitutes in. But if you say tuma hutra, it's utra. What's the difference between you? Utra is utra. That would be nafkamina. You have to substitute the kohanim themselves in the mishmar. And there's other nafkaminot as well.